The best 4 minutes of my entire life were those in the Olympic Stadium. My husband is offended when I say this, although I have explained to him that what we do in private usually takes less than 4 minutes, so he shouldn't take it personally. I have all the press clippings of those 4 magnificent minutes because I don't want to forget them when old age destroys my brain cells. I want to carry in my heart forever the key word of the Olympics, passion. So here's a tale of passion. The year is 1998. The place is a prison camp for Tutsi refugees in Congo. By the way, 80% of all refugees and displaced people in the world are women and girls. We can call this place in Congo a death camp because those who are not killed will die of disease or starvation. The protagonists of this story are a young woman, Rose Mapendo, and her children. She's pregnant and a widow. Soldiers have forced her to watch as her husband was tortured and killed. Somehow, she manages to keep her 7 children alive, and a few months later, she gives birth to premature twins, 2 tiny little boys. She cuts the umbilical cord with a stick and ties it with her own hair. She names the twins after the camp's commanders to gain their favor and feeds them with black tea because her milk cannot sustain them. When the soldiers burst in her cell to rape her oldest daughter, she grabs hold of her and refuses to let go, even when they hold a gun to her head. Somehow, the family survives for 16 months, and then, by extraordinary luck and the passionate heart of a young American man, Sasha Sharnoff, who manages to put her in a U.S. rescue plane, Rose Mapendo and her 9 children end up in Phoenix, Arizona, where they are now living and thriving.